This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. July was a strong month for pork exports, but weak for beef. We'll have more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
July exports of U.S. pork were slightly below last year, but accounted for a larger share of production, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom has more on the pork side.
Down just slightly from last year's number at almost 239,000 metric tons. Really the same theme that we've heard for a while. Broad-based results from a lot of different countries are contributing to it. The leader continues to be Mexico. You look at the rest of Latin America, Central America in particular, 14,500 tons, 35% above a year ago. Central America continues to be amazing on pork. You've got regions like the Caribbean continue to perform up again this month.
Hallstrom said U.S. beef performed very well in July in leading market South Korea, as well as several other regions, but they continued to be limited by China essentially shutting the U.S. out of the market.
We were down about 19% at just about 90,000 metric tons. The vast majority of that decrease is attributable, of course, to China, which we fully expected. China continues to be the major thorn in our side in terms of lack of access, with the vast majority of the beef plants and cold storage is not listed for China. This continues to be a very high profile priority for USTR and USDA, and we're pushing strongly in that area. But that being said, outside of China, demand continues to be pretty resilient.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.